This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M-A-N-N, like November, date of birth 989-828-6835, regarding William Vanderhart, V-A-N, like November, D-E-R-H-A-R-T, date of birth April 8th, 1937. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Reichert. He was last seen December 4th of 2023 with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary hyperparathyroidism, COPD, and hypertension. Today, he is complaining of increased shortness of breath and wheezing for a few days. He did have severe pneumonia in the spring. He required multiple courses of antibiotics, also a steroid taper, and he's now on Symbicort inhaler as well as Duoneb every 6 hours as needed for cough, wheezing, and sputum production. His lungs are worse over the last several days. He does not have a fever or chill. The sputum is clear, but he may be getting worse with the COPD. He does see Dr. Obaid on a regular basis for pneumonia, and that was the last person who treated him, and he was able to get better after seeing Dr. Obaid. So the patient will contact him after getting home today for to notify him that the wheezing has returned and that he's feeling slightly short of breath again. Otherwise, no hospitalization since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to the new, the Duoneb and the new inhaler, he's also on Diazide 37.5/25 once a day, Zocor 10 milligram daily, and Claritin 10 milligram daily as needed. Physical exam, weight is 217 pounds, actually an 8-pound decrease over the last 6 months. Pulse 84 and blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs have inspiratory and expiratory wheezing scattered bilaterally with some scattered bronchi that clear with cough. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 27th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 2.11. Estimated GFR is 30. Albumin 4.5. Calcium is 9.8. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 4.2. Hemoglobin 16.7. His white count was elevated at that time. That was when he was suffering from pneumonia, he reports. 12.4. Normal platelets. Neutrophils were elevated at 8.24, as well as eosinophils 0.82, and immature granulocytes also 0.08. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism, stable. 4, COPD, currently increased wheezing and congestion have resumed with a recent pneumonia that was difficult to treat in the spring of this year. The patient will contact his pulmonologist as soon as possible, Dr. Obaid, for further evaluation and treatment of the returned respiratory symptoms. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.